We are just going to continue with the halachot. If you remember, we're speaking about the simanim on the night of the Rosh Hashanah. So last year we explained why is it that we, as if to say, do the tzapuach midvash, that we do the apple, whether it's in honey or in sugar, before doing the dates. If technically speaking, the date should have come first because it's one of the shivat aminim, one of the species of Eretz Yisrael that was praised, so therefore you should have made the haetz. So we did bring down that some people, because of that, they'll start making haetz, or they'll start doing things on other berachot, and then they'll start the entire seder simanim. Other people, because of that, they actually change the entire seder, and they'll start with date, even though, according to the Kabbalah and others, the apple would actually come first. So therefore, we answered last time, according to the Ritva and others, that we said that the fact that right now you want to do according to the Seder, and the order that we have is according to what we just said, that you start with apple, you don't want the date. So since you don't want the date, it's not considered that you're bypassing, as if to say, the date. Right now you don't want it, so therefore you don't have to do it right now. Now the other thing that we said we were going to speak about today was, what comes first, whether it's the Yiratzon or the Beracha, or some people do the Beracha, they'll eat, and then afterwards they'll do the Yiratzon. So therefore I just wanted to explain that whatever your minhag is, you have what to rely on. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, in every single one of those categories, there is a technical problem. The technical problem of first doing the Yiratzon and then Beracha is that you're not supposed to ask for your personal needs before blessing or praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why whenever we're going to give a blessing, whether it's to our children or to the Kahal, we always say a Pasuk beforehand, whether it's Yishtabach Shemo La'ad or whatever you say, Yishtabach Adonai Merachmet Olam, whatever it is, that we first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we do in the Amidah. We first praise in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first three blessings, and then afterwards we ask for our own needs. So therefore, how could it come that on the night of Rosh Hashanah we are asking for our own personal needs before praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying the Beracha? So that's the problem, by starting with the Yiratzon and then doing the Beracha. And the next minhag was, is that some people used to do the Beracha and then the Yiratzon and then eat. By doing that way, obviously it's a hefsek between the Beracha and the Yiratzon. Again, each one you could also answer. You could try to answer that it's not really hefsek, it's part of what you really need, and therefore since it was for the necessity, then that's the entire concept of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do it. But that's the technical problem that you have with that. The third one, which was that you're going to make a Beracha, eat a little bit, and then do Yiratzon, also has a problem. Because according to some of the Achronim, they say, the second that you went and you made a Beracha and you ate, you, as if to say, you already passed it, right? Avar Zamano, it means that you already did it already, as if to say. So now what? Already after you've done it, now you're coming and asking in the past, by the way, when we're going to eat the date, we're speaking about this, or we're going to eat the apple, we're speaking about this. It already passed it. So again, each one, whichever you do have what to rely on, because there's a problem or there's technical issues with each one. There's also answers to each one, but that's just the way that it is on every single individual one. The other halakha that we wanted to mention was the concept of sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. So here it says over here as follows, when it speaks about the entire concept of speaking, the Rama says, right, gam noagim shelo lishom biyom Rosh Hashanah, that it's a minhag not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach comes and he says in the Zalichot Shlomo, he comes and he says like this, he says, the explanation of not sleeping is that you shouldn't come as if to say that there's no necessity to wake up on Rosh Hashanah before Alot HaShachar. Because even though the Yerushalmi actually comes and says, is that if somebody's going to be sleeping, as if to say it's not going to be a good year, that the entire year, as if to say he's going to be sleeping, he says, Aval kol zman shelo yitarem mishinato, af sheyir HaShachar, as long as he went to sleep at night, and he still didn't wake up the next morning, he says, let lamba, there's no problem. Why? So he says, for example, if a person needs to sleep in order to have kavanah and tefillah, he could sleep as normal, and he doesn't have to come, and he doesn't have to wake up early, as if to say, by alot HaShachar, because then he's going to be more tired throughout the rest of the day. So he says, the Matei Yehuda brings down that immediately when it comes alot HaShachar, he has to get up immediately and not go back to sleep. And that's also the Ben Yishchai, right, that brings down the same thing in Parashat Nitzavim, Sif Yud Aleph. But the Chazon Ovadia comes, Rav Ovadia says, that no, that it's a Chumrah Yeterahi, especially if you were learning at nighttime. Because if we're already learning at nighttime, so therefore he says that you're not obligated to. So it comes out that if there's, for example, in certain places that they have minyanim for nets or things like that, so then that's perfect. But if, for example, the minyan is a later minyan, there's no obligation, right? Again, if you can, why not? Right, the best, why not? But if there's no obligation, according to what we're saying, to wake up before the Alot HaShachar, in order that by Alot HaShachar you're already up, because that's when already, as if to say, the judgment starts and so on and so forth. Again, Rav Ovadia says that it's not an obligation. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that the entire concept was, is that if you're already up, don't go to sleep now. But if you're not up, so then obviously you're allowed to continue sleeping from the night before. And that's besides the fact that, first of all, right, it brings out over here that even during Aseret Teshuvah, a person shouldn't try to sleep during the day as well. Yalkut Yosef argues on this, is brought down in the Mishnah Lemelech and others, but Yalkut Yosef says there's no problem of sleeping during Aseret Teshuvah, also during the day. And we should know that the Arizal HaKadosh was also lenient after Chatzot. Now, obviously, if a person is not going to do anything anyway, so then it's better that they sleep, because obviously it's more important that they actually sleep, right, then to some waste of time on Rosh Hashanah, whether it's an idol talk or other things. And remember that on Rosh Hashanah, it's very important that we do Tehillim, right? This is for the judgment. So therefore, some people, they try to divide it between the 2 days. Some people will do it, the entire thing, one in each day. Some people will come and they'll do it throughout the entire Semet Teshuvah, finish on Kippur, whichever it was, whichever one that it is. But it's important just to pay attention, to try to do Tehillim in order that we should have a good judgment.